也就是说，可能就是最难攻打的一个城。
And it's one of the most difficult cities to attack.
而且耶利哥其实也是在整个迦南地里面位置最重要的地点。
And Jericho was also an important area for the land of Canaan.
神带领百姓进迦南地之后，第一场要面对的战役就是这个最困难的耶利哥城。
And so after God has led the Israelites into the land of Canaan, the first battle was this difficult city of Jericho.
那结果这场战役其实用的方法很简单。
And however, this battle used a very easy method.
神一开头就跟约书亚说：“我已经把耶利哥城啊，跟它的里面的王，跟城里所有大能的勇士都交在你的手里了。”
And at the beginning, the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I've given Jericho into your hand, its kings and the mighty men of valor."
哦，然后神说：“你们一切的兵丁，所有的兵丁啊，他说要去围绕这个城，一日围绕一次啊，六日都要这样。”
And you shall, and he tells them, "You shall march around the city." All your mighty men of valor, and you will go around all around the city for 6 days.
那第六章的第四节就说，那七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在耶柜的前面，到第七日的时候，你们要绕城七次啊，祭司也要吹角。
Four, and seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets.
好。第五节说，当他们吹的脚声拖长了啊，你们听见这个脚声呢，众人就要大声呼喊，然后城墙就必塌陷，个人都要往前直上。
And five, it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout.
然后城就倒了之后，你们就把这个城就拿下来了。
And then the wall of the city will fall, and the people will go in and capture it.
那这个是神指示耶稣要攻打耶利哥城的指示的，很简单呐。
And these are the directions that God gave to Joshua, which are very easy.
就是要抬约柜啊，抬着约柜，然后祭司要拿羊角吹啊，众人跟随绕城就对了。
And which is to carry the ark and have the priests march around the city, and that's it.
第六章在提到这个属灵的教训，其实就在说明，要攻打敌人，一定要跟随耶柜，仪表要有神同行，要跟随神的引导。
And so the spiritual teaching from this chapter is how the ark must be before us as we are defeating our enemies, so that we must follow God's will.
所以约柜代表神与他们同在，神跟他们一起在绕这个城。
And so this ark represents that God is with them, and that God is with them when they are marching around the city.
那现在神要特别要祭司拿羊角吹了。
And so God specifically wants the priests to blow the trumpets of rams.
如果看利未记的25章，你就会发现。那个祭司吹羊角呢，其实不是要打仗的。
So actually, in Leviticus chapter 25, we'll see that when you blow the trumpet of the ram's horn, it's not actually for battle.
哦，在旷野的时候，神曾经要百姓用整块的银子吹出两只的银号。
And so, in the wilderness. God wanted them to create two silver trumpets.
哦，那个是民数记第十章所记载的，那两只银号是用来打仗用的。所以如果要打仗，是要吹号，不是吹羊角。
And these two horns of made of silver are used for
trumpet.
Oh, these trumpets, two trumpets made of silver are used for battle, not the ram's horn.
哦，所以我们如果看民数记第十章，就会发现，特别说如果打仗的时候，那个银号如果吹两只一起吹。大声小声，哦，那就要注意听，这个就是一种要上战场的那个信息啊，众人要全副武装上场去征战。
And so in Numbers it talks about how depending on how the silver trumpet is blown, and that is how the people would line up for battle.
但是利未记25章讲那个祭司吹羊角的时候，是宣告百姓得自由啊，那个神的禧年来到的那个意思。
And so, however, as it says in Leviticus chapter 25, when the ram's horn is for
就是是宣告自由。
Oh, it's to proclaim their freedom.
神的禧年已经到了。
And that the year, the Lord's jubilee is here.
那所以这个其实吹羊角代表是其实是一种宗教性的活动，就是是要宣告哇，神让我们得到释放，神的恩典临到我们身上。
And so, to blow the ram's horn is to proclaim the Lord.
所以从神对耶稣的指示来看。攻打耶利哥城这件事情基本上不是军事行动。
And so, for Joshua, the attack of on Jericho was not just the physical marching.
不是军事行动，不是那个 military， 就是。
Oh, was not a military battle.
也就是说，他不是要你说先去哇，要怎样去攻这个城，那个城才会倒，然后你才能够取下这个城这个意思的。
And was not based on。How you would attack the city so that it would fall.
他是要神就说你是跟着约柜这样绕，到最后吹角，大声呼喊，城墙就倒。
And because the Lord told Joshua that he needed just to march around the city for 7 days, and on the last day when they blow the trumpet, the walls would fall.
啊，结果百姓就真的照耶稣的吩咐就这样做了。
And the people followed what Joshua told them.
我们在看第六章的时候，没有一个人有意见说这样子怎么样，这个城到底城墙是怎么倒的，又怎么有可能。
And in if we read chapter 6, we do not see anybody who question how this would tear down the walls.
那这个第六章我们看到他们最后得到完全的胜利了。
And at the end chapter 6, we see that they were able to have victory.
就是把耶利哥城所有的人都灭了。
They destroyed all of the people in Jericho.
啊，照着神一开始跟耶稣所讲的，真的把他的王城里面的勇士里面所有的都把他除灭。
And they destroyed the kings and everything that was in the city.
那所以这个完全的胜利其实来自于百姓他们完全顺服神的指示。
And so this complete victory it was due to the people following exactly what the Lord has commanded.
那在这里神特别说绕这个绕七绕到第七天的时候绕七次。
And so the Lord said on the seventh day you need to march around seven times.
然后特别要说七个祭司然后吹七个羊角。
There needs to be seven priests and seven trumpets of ram's horn.
你就看到这个数字七一直出现。
And so we can see that the number seven is repeated.
那这个就是你看神的指示代表神的指示是完全的，神的方法是完全的。
And so this represents that the Lord's will is perfect.
啊，结果百姓啊，他们很顺服，他们也表现出完全同心的这个行动。
And so the people were very obedient, and they were able to complete God's will.
你看，他们完全的顺服耶稣亚所讲的。
And they followed exactly what Joshua commanded them.
他们就真的。当时候耶稣亚特别跟他们说在绕城的时候都不可以出声音了。
And Joshua told them that as they walk around the walls of Jericho, they are not to make any sound.
好，你看第六章的第十节就说了。
If we look at Joshua chapter 6 verse 10.
好，绕城的时候你们一句话都不可以出你们的口。
It says, now Joshua commanded the people saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice.
等到我说要喊的时候才可以喊。
And no, until the day I say to you, shout.
那所以当时候百姓他们是完全顺服，他们的完全同心合意，都一致的。
So they were completely submissive, and also they were of one heart.
啊，最后神就给他们完全的胜利了。
And so God gave them complete victory.
这是完全超乎他们所想象的。
And this is beyond what they imagined.
就我们看到说，其实在这个属灵的征战里面呢，如果我们要得到完全的胜利，这个就是神给我们的这个方法。
And so, in order for us to have spiritual victory, this is the method that God has given to us.
当我们弟兄姐妹如果能够完全顺服神的指示，也能够完全同心合意在这个神的命令上，那么我们就能够得到完全的胜利。
So, if we're able to completely submit to God's will and follow it, then we will also receive victory.
那可是当这很可惜的是，当中这里面有一个亚干。
However, in the midst of these people, there's one person named Achan.
这个亚干在第七章的时候，他的名字就被提出来了。
And in chapter 7, his name is mentioned.
是神主动的跟耶稣亚说的。
And this is what God said to Joshua.
也就是说， 当然是第七章第一节就先在说明亚干这个人犯罪了，圣经提出来的。
And in chapter 7 verse 1, it specifically talks about how Achan has committed a sin.
那这个亚干最后他是被用石头打死在这个雅各谷这个地方。
And at the end of chapter 7, Achan is stoned in the valley of Acher.
他本来也是列在百姓当中，完全顺服神的指示，也是跟其他人完全同心的一份子。
And however, even though he was one of the Israelites before that were in Jericho,
他参与了这一场很重要的战役。
And he was a part of the battle of Jericho.
可是他在这个城倒了进去要攻的时候，他却不小心的眼睛一直看那些不当看的东西了。
However, as after the walls have fallen, he kept looking at with his eyes those things that he should not have seen.
啊，最后呢，他就连累了所有的人。
And so because of that, he
连累就是让 trouble 就是变成 troublemaker， 变让所有人在第二场战役就被打败了。
And so because of his actions, he brought great trouble on all of the other Israelites.
哦，他的这个动作，造成了36个人丧生。
And this caused him for three.
他的这个行为啦，他的 action，
his action caused his other 36 people of his family to lose their life.
然后包括他自己的妻子、儿女，一切属他人，最后也都灭亡了。
And all of his family, his sons and daughter were also destroyed.
那所以最后这个亚干呢，就是留下了一堆石头在那边，把它取名叫雅各谷，让世世大人作为鉴戒。
And so where they stoned him, there was a great heap of stones. So they called the place Valley of Acher.
因为他取了不该取的东西。
Because he took what he was not supposed to take.
那所以呢，我们从第七章要来学这个道理。
So from chapter 7, we are to learn this lesson.
因为亚干他本来是也是很不错的人。
Because Achan was a good person before.
可是他却在这一件事情上失上了生命，不但他自己没命，包括所有的人都真的遭殃。
However, from this one action that he did, he caused great trouble not only for himself but for all the people around him.
当然，亚干他在攻击耶利哥城的时候，他私底下去做的事情哈，他自己去做看到去拿的东西，别人不知道了。
And so, even though the things that he has done at the time, other people did not see.
但是神知道。
But God knew.
所以我们说神的眼目鉴察全地。
And so, we know that God can see everything.
对，神的眼睛哦，看着每一件事情，我们没有一个人能够逃避神的眼目了。
And God is able to see everything, and we cannot escape it.
哦，所以诗篇139篇呢。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 119.
诗篇139篇。139篇，我们现在看第七节。
Psalm 139 verse
7. 他说我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里去逃啊？可以躲避你的面。
Verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
没有，我们没有一个人可以做任何事情是让神不知道的，那是不可能的。
There's nothing that we can do that God cannot see.
所以139篇一直在强调神鉴察万事，遍地，每一件事情神都知道。
And so in Psalm 139, it talks about how God can see everything and know everything.
他神知道我们的心里的思意念。
God knows what is we are thinking in our hearts.
那这样一个鉴察全地的神是这么可畏的，亚干他当然也认识的了。
And of this God that knows everything, Achan already knows this.
因为亚干他在这个旷野的旅程当中，他至少是那个旷野的第二代，他看到神的作为，他也是对神有信心的人。
Because Achan, and he's the second generation of Israelites in the wilderness, so he has known and seen the works of God.
他一路看到神怎么样带领他们过约旦河。
And he's seen the how God helped them cross the River Jordan.
所有这个神的一些在耶稣雅记里面所到第六章以前的神迹，他都看到了。
And he has seen all the miracles that God has performed.
可是他却在这件事情上以为神不知道。
However, he thought that in this action that he did that God did not know.
哦，所以就拿了他不该拿的东西哦。
And he took what he was not supposed to take.
啊，结果他们打完耶利哥城，很高兴，哇，那个整个这个大城竟然取下来了。接下来他们所面对的这个战役都比这一件事情还简单了。
And so the Israelite people thought that after they have defeated this great city of Jericho, that all of their other battles will be easy.
所以第八章一开头就想他们要攻打爱城。
And so in chapter 8 talks about how they are going to destroy the city of Ai.
哦，那当时候第七章一开头就想说以色列人在这个在当面的事情上犯了罪了。
And already says at the very beginning, it says that this, the Israelite people sinned.
那这个就是亚干取了当灭的物，神的怒气就向以色列人发作。
And because of Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zab, the son of Zerah, so took of the cursed thing, so the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel.
那也就是说，当亚干拿了这个不该拿的东西，这神就生气了。
And because Achan took what he was not supposed to, and so God was angry.
当时候第二节说当下、哦、然后耶稣亚就从耶利哥打发人、啊、去要去窥探爱城。
Two. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth on the east side of Bethel.
好，那当下意思就是说，在那个时候，就是当耶稣要派人出去的时候，是神已经在对他们生气，可是耶稣还不知道、啊。
And so at this time when Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, God was already angry at them, but Joshua did not know.
那后来我们就从第二节开始看到那个耶稣要派这个探子去窥探那地、啊、他们就回来报告说爱城很小，所以不必要所有人都上去攻打。
And so after Joshua sent the spies to go look at the country, and they told him that the city of Ai was small.
那他们就报告说两三千个人去就可以了啦。
And they said that 3,000 people were all that they needed.
不用劳碌众民都去、啊、因为那里的人少。
They did not have to send all their men because there were only a few men there at the city.
啊，第四节真的民众就只有三千个人上那里去。
And so in verse 4, so about 3,000 men went up. There from the people.
哦，所以你看到第五节就说，哎，结果爱城的人就击杀他们三十六个人。
And five, and the men of Ai struck down about 36 men.
也就是说，他们竟然败在爱城人的手上。
And so that means that they died at the hands of the men of Ai.
那从第一节到第五节，我们就看到他们在这件第二这个战役里面失败啊、哦，那个原因表面上看起来。好像就是、哦、那个探子回来报告错误的信息、啊、他们众百姓真的轻敌，骄傲轻敌。
And the, based on verse 1 through 5, it looks like as if the spies gave the wrong report.、
哦啊、其实真正的原因是神对以色列百姓发怒了。
However, the real reason is that the people, because God was angry against the people.
那神会发怒的原因就是亚干这个人在当面的事情上啊、得罪神。
And God was angry because Achan had sinned.
啊, 啊所以你看我们就看到说当一个人惹神发怒以后会连累了所有的百姓。
And so even though it's one person that caused that sinned, the anger it caused a lot of trouble for everyone else.
当时候亚干他自己可能都还没有警觉到。
And at the time, Achan probably did not even notice.
因为表面上很自然的，大家会想说啊，因为我们就是太大意了，所以只有派两三千个人上去，所以我们输了。
And so at the time, people might have thought like, oh, it's because we only sent 3,000 people there to attack.
那其实他们这一次攻打爱城，就算所有人都上去，也一定输。
However, if they had sent all of their men to attack the city of Ai, they would still lose.
因为如果神没有与他们同在，他们再多人都没有都不够用。
Because if God is not with them, no matter how many men they send, it would not be enough.
那从第五节开始呢，我们就看到他们这个在爱城被打败，引发出来全百姓的信心危机。
It says that after they have been defeated from the city of Ai, the hearts of the people melted.
他们现在对神的信靠产生了疑问了。
And they started to have doubts about God.
哦，也就是说， 他们现在百姓心 消化如水， 这句话本来是被描述在那个耶利哥城里面的人，他们的对听到神的作为的表现。
And the hearts of the people melted, it became like water. This is actually used to describe the people in the city of Jericho.
现在这样的一个整个都没有，整个士气意志都没有了，这个情况竟然发生在百姓的身上了。
And this hopelessness actually happened on the, for the people of God.
哦，因为36个人被杀。
Because 36 people have died.
那耶稣亚呢？哇，他撕了衣服。
And then Joshua tore his clothes.
然后耶稣亚跟长老把灰撒在头上。
And he put he and the elders put ash dust on their heads.
表示说他们真的。很痛苦啊，很伤心啊，这种事情怎么可能会发生呢？
And because they were very sorrowful and wondered how this something like this could have happened.
好，那现在这些做带头的人全部都匍匐在神面前，在约柜面前。
And so all of these elders were before the ark.
那当时候，你看这件事情对耶稣亚来说有很大的心理冲击。
And so for Joshua, this was very
impacted him. 所以从第七节开始到第九节
from seven to verse 7 to verse 9，
我们就看到当时耶稣亚的心情。
We can see how Joshua felt.
他说第一个反应，这个反应就是啊，神啊，你为什么把我们领过约旦河来，竟然在这里被打败？那以后还怎么打仗啊？
And he asked, Lord, why have you brought the people over Jordan to into the hands of Amorites? How can we battle in the future?
第七节是说啊，你啊。第八节了哈，主啊，以色列人败在仇敌面前哦，那我还有什么话好讲
？Oh Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies？
第九节，耶稣有就想到，那现在迦南人看到这种情况，那我们以后怎么打仗？那主啊，你的名什么的荣耀
？And so verse 9, for the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear and surround us and cut off our name from the earth, then what will you do for your great name?
也就是说，那他们现在就会发现说，啊，其实以色列人也不是那么真的那么厉害，所以不用害怕。
And so, it's to say that the Canaanites would think that the Israelite people were not that powerful and not be afraid.
第九节，第十节以后就是神对耶稣亚的回应。
So, after verse 10 is the Lord's reply to Joshua.
神跟耶稣亚说，你起来，你不用匍在地上，你趴在那边没有用的啦。
And the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face?"
第十一节
，eleven，
神直接指出问题的所在，就是以色列人犯罪。
And so God points out that Israel has sinned.
犯罪是说违背了我所吩咐他们的约啦。
They have also transgressed my covenant.
取了当灭的物哦，
啊。And for they have
拿了。应该要反灭的。
For they have taken some of cursed things.
哦，然后他说又偷窃，哦，又偷窃了哈。
And have stolen and deceived.
又行诡诈。
And deceived.
哦，又把当灭的物就放在他家里。
They have also put it among their own stuff.
哦，所以在罪神看来哈，以色列人犯罪是犯很多条的。
And so in front of God, God felt that they have committed many sins.
你看。他现在是先违背了神所吩咐的约了。
And first, they have transgressed against my covenant.
他们取了不该取的东西了。
They have taken and they have taken what.
他们又偷了神的东西了。
They have stolen from God.
他们又行诡诈，就是说偷偷的做不该做的事了。
And they have deceived.
哦，然后又把这些不该拿的东西又拿回来放在他们自己的帐篷里面了。
And they have put it among their own things.
那其实。摩西早就吩咐百姓说，那个当灭的物都不可以沾你的手。
Because before Joshua has already commanded the Moses has already commanded the Israelite people not to take anything.
那些当毁灭的物哦，你连拿都不可以拿，怎么可以让它放在你的家里呢
？And so the things that you're not supposed to take, how can you even put it in your house?
哦，这个是在《生命记》的第十三章里面都有写的。
And this is written in Deuteronomy chapter 13.
好、哦，那所以呢？第十二节，神就说：“哈，以色列人在仇敌面前都站立不住了。”
And so, verse 12, therefore the children of Israel cannot stand before their enemies.
那他们被打败，就是因为他们成为被咒诅的。
And so, because they were destroyed.
他们变成被咒诅的。
Because they were accursed.
因为他们不听神的话，违背神的约，就变成被咒诅的族类了。
And so, because they did not follow God's commandment and has trans So they became cursed.
好，那所以说第十二节特别说，你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再跟你们同在了。
And so therefore, they need to destroy the cursed from among you, or else God would not be with them.
所以现在神对耶稣亚就直接指出问题在哪里。
So Joshua points out what is wrong to the Lord points out what is wrong to Joshua.
那所以这个时候神所指示的啊，就让耶稣亚恍然大悟了。
And so this
神的指示让耶稣亚明白了。
Oh, so this Lord lets Joshua know understand what is wrong.
所以第十三节神叫他说：“你起来，你现在起来叫百姓自洁。”
And so in verse 13, the Lord tells Joshua that you need to get the people and sanctify them.
要再向百姓宣告。
And to tell all the people.
为什么神要百姓先自洁呢？
And why does God want the people to sanctify themselves?
我们如果看第三章。
If we look at chapter 3.
第三章啊。
Chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣亚吩咐百姓说：“你们要自洁，因为明天神要在你们当中行奇事，就是要过约旦河之前那个晚上。”
Five. And Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you, which is the day before they go to cross the river Jordan."
所以神要行奇事以前，都要先百姓自洁。
So before God does His miracles and wonders, He needs the people to sanctify themselves.
神要显出他的作为，他的要求就是百姓能够圣洁。
And so in order for God to do his work, he needs his people to be clean.
所以要过约旦河是这样指示，要现在要显示出谁是犯罪的，也是要这样子做。
And so to cross the Jordan River, they need to be sanctify themselves in the same way to figure out who sinned, they need to sanctify themselves.
那表示说要把亚干指出来他所做的错误，这是出于神的作为。
And so for to reveal that Achan was a sinner,is the work of God.
绝对不是刚刚好，就是哇，这个激励啊，选刚好选到他。
And it was not coincidence of tossing the dice.
好，那现在神特别要耶稣亚跟众百姓宣告说，他说在我们当中有当灭的物。
And so God wanted Joshua to say that in the midst of them, there was someone who has sinned.
他说：“我们如果没有把这些当灭的物除掉，我们在仇敌面前就站立不住了。”
And so, he told the people that if you do not get rid of the sin, then they cannot stand before their enemies.
也就是说，我们以后就不用再打仗了啦。
That means that in the future they cannot battle.
所以这件事情很关键呢。
So this was very important.
好，所以现在众人都知道，好，就准备明天要去看神的作为。
And so all the important people knew, and they were going to see the work of God.
好了，现在神要所有的支派都一个一个来在神面前，神要亲自选择是谁犯罪。
And so Joshua rose early in the morning and brought every tribe to see who has sinned.
结果这样一个一个来啊，从支派到宗族到家族到人啊，抽出了亚干。
And so from the clan to the families and to man, they found Achan.
那最后亚干他被选出来了。
So Achan was chosen.
那这个时候呢，那个耶稣亚呢，他就对亚干说了。
And so Joshua said to Achan.
你现在看第十九节。
Looking at verse 19.
他说：“我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给主以色列的神。”在他面前认罪，将你所做的事告诉我，不要向我隐瞒。
19. Now Joshua said to Achan, "My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord of God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me."
亚干被选出来是神特别指示的哈。
And so, Achan being chosen was done by God.
神的指示让耶稣亚不用再自己去调查，然后去找很多很多的原因，去分析很多很多的资料了。
And so, God's work allowed Joshua not to have to investigate and look for who is the person who have sinned.
啊，其实，在抽的过程当中，抽出了犹大支派。这个在这个抽这个是要一段时间，其实是给亚干一个机会，你自己承认。
And so, as in choosing and finding the person, it was actually to give an opportunity for Achan to confess his sin.
但是亚干他都不讲。
But Achan did not say.
一直到被选出来了。
Not until they have picked him.
好，所以现在耶稣亚就相信这就是神的指示。
And so Joshua believed that this is God's will.
他就跟他说，你要承认认罪，你告诉我发生什么事情。
And so Joshua told them that you need to confess your sin and tell what you have done.
那这个时候的亚干哈，他也知道事情没办法再隐瞒了。
And so at this time, Achan knew that he could no longer hide his sin.
二十节他就说，我实在是得罪神了。
And in verse 20, he says.Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel.
他就说我是怎么做的，我到底做了什么事情。
And so, and then he confesses what he has done.
那在这里我们就看到从二十一节开始呢。
And so from verse 21 on,
我们就看到亚干他犯罪的步骤，他失脚啊，然后得罪神的那个过程。
And starting from verse 21, we can see how Achan came to sin.
他当时候，如果我们仔细看第二十一节。他说我在所夺的财物里面看见了一件美好的士拿衣服。
21, when I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment.
他先看到这个衣服，然后现在又看到了200色克勒的银子。
So he first saw this garment, then he saw 200 shekels of silver.
200色克勒的银子大概就是5磅而已啊，就是大概 2.2 公斤呢。
And this is only about 5 pounds.
好，那接下来看到一条金子50色克勒，大概就是一磅多一点呢，哈。
And so he also saw a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, which is about a little over a pound.
然后他说我就贪爱这些物件，我就把它拿来了。
And he said, I coveted them and took them.
然后我就藏在我的帐篷的地里面，银子就在衣服底下。
And there they are hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent.
哦，那现在耶稣亚呢，就赶快派人去把这个证据拿出来了。
And so Joshua sent messengers to go get these items.
好，现在都。把它摆在众的面前。
And they brought it before all the people.
我们现在如果看亚干他犯罪，他所犯罪的这些过程啊。
If we see of how Achan sinned.
他一开头是怎么样会去看见这个东西，他就会喜爱。
How did he start looking at these things that he would covet it?
我们现在看回来第六章。
Let's look at verse 6.
第六章。
Verse
6. 第六章看第十八节。
Oh, chapter 6, verse 18.
六章十八节，至于你们，务要谨慎，不可以取那当灭的物，恐怕你们取的那当灭的物，就连累以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。
18, and you by all means abstain from the cursed thing, lest you become a curse when you take of the cursed things and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it.
要攻耶利哥城以前，耶稣啊特别跟所有人交代，要谨慎，不可以拿那个当灭的物。
And in verse before they attack Jericho, Joshua tells the people that they need to be watchful and they cannot take the things of Jericho.
也就是说，亚干他没有把耶稣讲的这个很重要的事情记在心上，他失落了谨慎。
And so he did not so Achan did not really put what Joshua said in his heart, and so he was not watchful.
他藐视了耶稣的吩咐。
And he did not follow the commandment of.From Joshua.
他其实 是违背了神的命令了。
In fact, he did not obey the commandment of God.
因为耶稣所讲的其实来自于神的。
Because what Joshua says is from God.
因为他说第十七节六章十七节说，然后这个城跟其中所有的都要在神面前毁灭哦。
In 6 verse 17 it says that all the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction.
哦。啊、那第十九节哈
，And in verse 19,
他说这里面的金子、银子、铜铁的器皿都要归给神为圣，要入神的库中。
19, but all the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord.、
啊、所以现在其实神要耶稣要去转达这个意思是很简单的。
And so, what God wanted Joshua to convey was very easy.
这个城里面所有的人、所有的物都是该灭的。
And so, all of the living things in the city is to be destroyed.
但是他说，银子、金子这些铜铁器烧不坏的东西归给神。
All those things that cannot be burned, the silver and the gold belong to God.
那有人就问说，那神为什么要需要这些耶利哥城的金子银子呢？
And so you people might ask, why does God need this silver and gold?
难道神的会幕里面缺少这些金银铜铁吗？
Is it because he's lacking of this silver and gold?
不是的。
It's not.
其实在整个律法 的精神里面，耶利哥城其实代表就是在这个进耶利哥城里面出俗的东西了，就是第一个攻打的城，这里面的东西是属神的。
And so this is Jericho is the first city that they attacked, and so everything that is in it belongs to God.
就好像田里的出产、出俗的果子是要拿来献给神的。
Just like in a field, the first fruits of harvest belong to God.
所以现在神要把这里面的东西用火焚烧，烧不坏的这些金银铜铁是归给神。
And so, God wanted them to destroy everything in the city, and anything that could not be burned by fire belonged to God.
所以现在亚干他去看见了、哦、这些金子银子。
So Achan saw this gold and silver.
他就把它拿起来了。
And so he took it.
这些东西本来是属神的，所以他偷窃了神的东西。
So these things were supposed to be for God, so he had stolen from God.
那现在他又看了那个示拿的衣服。
And so he also saw this garment.
那个示拿的衣服，他本来应该是要被火烧掉的啦。
And this garment was supposed to be burned by fire.
因为我们如果看第六章，发现他们攻城进去以后，把那个拉合的人救出来以后，就放火焚烧。
Because after taking Rahab and her family, everything else was destroyed by fire.
然后那个但是我们现在是在第六章二十四节嘛，哈。
In chapter 6, verse 24.
众人就用火将城和其中所有的都焚烧了，唯有金子、银子跟铜铁的器皿都放在神的库中了。
24, but they burned the city, all that was in it with fire, only the silver and gold and the vessels of bronze and iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord.
那表示那个亚干他看见那个示拿的衣服、哦、他是一攻进去看见的、哦、到人家家里面看到、哦、就还没有烧掉以前就赶快把它拿起来了。
And so because Achan must have saw this Babylonian garment right when he entered someone's house and just took it.
所以他拿了当媚的物。
And so he took something that was supposed to be destroyed.
他偷了本来应该属神的东西。
He also stole what was supposed to be God's.
好，那所以亚干的犯罪不是误犯，不是说、啊、不知道、啊、不小心去干犯了神。
And so Achan did not sin because he did not know about God's commandment.
他是明知故犯的。
But because he sinned knowing.
他是失落了谨慎，他违背了、啊、他被交代了这个神的命令。
And so because he was not watchful of himself, he disobeyed God's commandment.
然后呢，我们现在看他为什么会这样子。
And so why would this happen to him?
从他的眼睛开始。
Started from his eyes.
因为第七章他自己讲的时候，他就说看见。
Because from verse 7, he says, because he saw it.
他看见，然后他就贪爱。
He saw and he wanted.
这个是为什么我们要常常注意我们的眼睛看什么。
So we need to be very watchful of what our eyes see.
你看耶伯记三十一章第一节，我们常常在看的耶伯跟他的眼睛立约。
And it's like in Job, made a covenant with his eyes.
因为很多的私欲都从我们的眼睛开始的。
Because many things starts with our eyes.
啊，约那个这个亚干他贪爱，看见了贪爱，其实从他的私欲来的。
So Achan covet those things because he had a desire to have it.
他当然他这个心、哦、真的没有小心了。
And his heart was not careful.
他在这个要攻打的时候，竟然还会想到哇，这个衣服很漂亮。
So in the middle of battle, he would be able to notice that this garment was very beautiful.
所以我们就看到一个人的心如果被以私欲怀胎、哦、接下去我们的眼睛、哦就会看那个不该看的东西的。
And so if our heart is not watchful, then our eyes will look at what we are not supposed to be looking at.
在这个情况下，他应该不会想到说，哇，这件衣服很漂亮，那他是要给谁穿？他要什么时候穿呢、啊、
？And because if under those circumstances, you would not be thinking about how this clothing is beautiful and who we would give it to wear.
那所以我们看到说，这个一个人，我们要很小心我们自己心里面的这个意念。
So a person needs to be very watchful about what their heart is thinking. 我们
看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
第一章看第十五节。
James chapter 1 verse 15.
失意既怀了胎，就会生出罪来；罪长成，就会生出死来。
Verse 15. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
那所以你看现在亚干哦，他这个私欲在里面，他眼睛一看喜爱，他就伸手去拿，这个就是罪就长成，死就跟着来了。
And because Achan saw and desired with his eyes, and so he desired, and so he sinned, and so he death is coming.
我们在想说，当时候亚干哦，他要拿这些东西的时候。他是否曾经有挣扎过说、欸、要不要拿拿还是不拿
and so for Achan, did he have a struggle about whether or not he should take these things?
看起来当时候亚干应该是哇想都没有人赶快就把他拿了
and it looks like that Achan did not saw that no one was looking, so he decided to take it.
那所以他现在他一定要他拿了是因为你上战场去打仗啊你要去攻城你现在拿了这东西就给个包袱他一定要想办法把它隐藏起来的。
And so because as when you're in battle, he had to have thought of a way to hide these things that he's taken.
那他现在把这个罪恶不该有的东西把它拿回来放他的家里啊他这个要另外很小心的去不要让人家发现的哦。
And so also to hide all of the things that he has taken in his house and all is also takes great he had to take be very careful so that other people did not see.
但其实对他来说这个是就是一个这个罪产生出来的一个负担了他但自己竟然没有发现了。
And so this is a sin and it came with a burden that he did not realize.
好我们现在看箴言28章。
And let's turn to
箴言
Proverbs.
箴言28章。
Proverbs 28,
13节
Verse
13 节这里说掩藏、遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通了承认离弃罪过的必蒙连续了
Verse 13 He who covers his sin will not prosper but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy
他特别拿回来把他放在他的那个帐篷底下、哦、然后把他盖起来因为他知道这些东西是神所禁止不可以拥有的东西。
And so Achan hides these things under his tent because he knows these are things that God told them him not to have.
啊，结果、哦、他真的最后连累了好多人呢。
And because of his sin, caused many people to have
trouble. 这个当灭的物放在他的帐篷里面，连累了他所有的家人。
And because he put all of these things in his tent, he was killed all of his own family.
所以最后他跟他所有的都被带到雅各谷这个地方去。
And so him and his family was taken to the Valley of Achor.
我们看回来第七章啊，耶稣还是第七章。
Let's turn back to Joshua chapter 7.
那从雅干他最后被耶稣雅说哈，我们现在看第七章第二十四节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 24.
好，耶稣亚呢，他就把亚干跟那银子、衣服、金子啊，并亚干的儿女、牛驴、羊、帐篷以及他所有的都带到雅各谷去了。
And so Joshua took and all of Israel took Achan his silver, the garment and the gold, the sons and daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, and brought them to the Valley of Achor.
然后第二十五节，耶稣说：“你为什么要连累我们呢？”
25, and Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us?"
好，然后今天神就要叫你受连累了。
The Lord will trouble you this today.
好，于是呢，众人就用石头把他打死。
So all Israel stoned him with stones.
把石头堆在他上面。
And put the stones on top of them.
好、啊、用火焚烧他所有的，或者是说焚烧他们、啊、包括他的儿女、哦、这些属他的人都被烧了。
And so they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones.
那所以最后在雅各谷这个地方就立了一堆石头，在那边做记号。
And so in the valley of Achan there was a great heap of stones as a sign.
那这个地方叫做连累的意思。
And this is means trouble.
我们就看到这个。很重要的教训呢、啊。
So we know this important teaching.
罪会连累到很多无辜的人。
Sin can has bring many casualties of innocent people.
然后罪会导致让神向所有人发怒。
And sin can also cause everyone, God to be angry at everyone.
罪让原本应该得到神祝福的人变成被咒诅的。
And so, and can also sin can also let people that are supposed to be blessed by God to be cursed.
罪让神不与人同在。
And sin can allow God to not be with His people anymore.
一个人犯罪，让全体百姓都受连累。
So one person's sin caused trouble upon God's whole people.
所以我们一定要很了解，这个罪真的像笑一样，会发起来，让整个团、整个全体都失落了原本应该有的祝福跟圣洁。
So we know that sin is like yeast, and it can go through everything that used to be clean.
那所以罪恶如果没有除掉，神就我们祷告就没有功效，神就不会与人同在。
And if sin is not gotten rid of, then our prayer would be ineffective.
哦，所以那个罪这个道理啊，我们一定要很敏感呐、啊。
So we need to be very sensitive to this message.
我们现在看。约翰福音第九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章三十一节。
John chapter 9 verse 31.
三十一节。
John 9:31.
我们知道神他不听罪人呐、啊，唯有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的神才听他。
Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but anyone who is a worshipper of God and does His will, He hears him.
你看，当时候其实神已经向百姓发怒，耶稣他也不知道、啊。
And so, even though God was already angry with His people, Joshua did not know.
哦，那所以这个罪如果没有除掉，他们在耶稣啊，他们在怎么样服务在神面前也没有效。
And so, if the sin was not taken care of, then no matter what Joshua and the people did, it would be useless.
那神对这个罪是很厌恶的。
And so, God detests this sin.
神对罪的处置很严厉的。
And is very, very strict. And how it's taken care of.
所以我们要懂得从神的角度里面去看这个罪的问题。
So we need to learn to use God's eyes to look at the problem of sin.
因为有时候我们就想说，他就拿这个东西，这个有什么大不了？为什么神要这样生气
？So we might think that why is it such a big deal that if they took these items?
你看今天对我们来说，什么？你看亚干他这个拿了当灭的物，对我们来说是什么意思呢
？And so for what is it? What does it mean if we are like Achan?
你看今天他亚干是他拿了本来应该属神的东西。
So Achan took what was supposed to be God.
这些属神的东西本来应该是被分别为圣的。
So those things that that are supposed to be God are supposed to be separated and kept holy.
你看今天我们本来应该奉献给神的东西啊，十分之一的我们的时间、我们的恩赐、我们所从神得到的这些才能，本来应该都属神的。
And so, a lot of the things that we have are one tenth of everything that we have. Our skills, our talents, these are all belonging to God.
那这本来应该属神的，我们现在如果没有把它原原本本的造神的吩咐把它奉给神，然后我们自己把它私自拥有了，这个叫做偷窃。
And so, if those things that are supposed to be given to God, we keep for ourselves, that is a sin.
那这个就是会惹神发怒的原因呢。
And this will cause God to be angry.
那有一些东西是不该得的，我们竟然去把它拥有，我把它回来带在我们的家里，这个就是会执行诡诈，让神发怒。
Or things that we are not supposed to desire, but we go and put them in our house. This is also something that will cause God to wrath.
你看那件衣服本来是应该被烧掉的。
Because, for example, like that, a Babylonian garment should have been burned by fire.
那但现在亚干舍不得，就把它拿回来放在家里了。
However, Achan wanted to keep it in his house.
那所以今天神所说不可以拥有的、不要有的，我们就不要有。
And so, what God says not to take, then we should not take.
那当灭的物就是神认为是罪恶的，都不要有。
And so, everything that is sinful, we should not desire.
我们要让我们的家庭蒙福，让我们的所做的事情能顺利，我们一定要从这两个方面去着手。
And so, in order for our families to be blessed, we need to do these two things.
那不然呢？有时候我们很爱我们的家人，如果我们失落谨慎，我们做这些不该做的，其实我们这些作为会连累很多很多其他人。
And so, even if we even though we love our family members, if we are not watchful, then we can cause them to sin and trouble.
那所以我们现在要爱我们的家人，最简单的方式就是遵从神的指示。
And so the easiest way for us to show love to our families is to do the will of God.
我们就不会重犯的这个亚干的错误了。
So we will not do what Achan did.
这个雅各谷的这一堆石头，对我们来说就是一个警戒，一个警惕。
And so this in this heap of stone is a reminder to us.
让我们都能够看着这个圣经里面所记录的，好好的去思考。
And so what is recorded in the Bible, we can think about.
去想想他亚干他所付出的代价有多大。
And to think about the price that Achan paid.
很多事情我们真的一定要谨慎。
And many things we need to be watchful.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们，让我们每一个人都一起来追求，能够顺服神的指示能够追求成为圣洁。
And may God continue to bless us and to help us so that we can stay pure.
我们每一个我们全体的教会都因为这样子蒙福的。
And so that every person in church can be blessed.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
470首。
470.